Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
International radio broadcast outside of Saturday is now. I'll be your host for the top part of Saturday. My name.
Your
Israel. Oh, Jude Rocket. All right, this is top of the Sabbath day. All six locations, gates are open in all six locations. And remember one thing, this time next week will be the feast. This many feast, next time next week will cut in on the renewal of born of trumpets. This time next week we'll do a memorial of born of trumpets. So I guess the early one,
Verse 5,
Remember not the dead of our forefathers, but think upon the power in your name now at this time. Verse 6. For you are Yahweh, our Yahweh, and you, O Yahweh, will we pray. Verse 7. And for this cause, you have put your fear in our mind to the intent that we should call upon the name and praise you in our captivity. For we have called to mind all the sins of our forefathers that sinned against you. Verse 8. Behold, we are yet this day in our captivity where you have scattered us for a reproach and curse and to be subject to payment according to all the sins of our fathers which departed from Yahweh, our Yahweh. Israel, the law of life, give ear to understand wisdom.
So in that fourth chapter of the same book, 1 through 4 and 24, what is, because the roof has been cleaned up, talked the way he's talking now. In the 45th chapter, he was cleaned up real good. Now the roof talking real good now. But what he saying, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 24 now. See how the roof talking now.
Okay, the book of the roof, chapter 4, right?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 24. And 28.
Okay. Well, the book of Baruch, chapter 4, 1 down to 4 and verse 28. Verse 1 reads, this is the book of the law of Yahweh, and the law that endures forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die. Turn aside, O Israel, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that you may be illuminated. Verse 3. Give not your honor to another, nor the things that are profitable unto you to a strange nation. Verse 4. O Israel, happy are we, for things that are pleasing to Yahweh are made known unto us. Verse 28. For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so being returned, seek him 10 times more.
That's what I'm talking about. But I would come back. It was a verse I heard in the third chapter, verse 1. It's something I heard in that third verse 1. I want to kind of go back and examine the word through one. Someone said that, you know.
Okay. The book of Baruch, chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, O Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh of Israel, the soul and angels, the troubled spirit cries unto you.
Now,
have we ever wondered why Yahweh is Yahweh? Yes, written in the book of Daniel, chapter 7. Samuel, chapter 7, talks about something in verse 3, 7, 3. What is that?
Okay. Going over to the book of Samuel. We're on chapter 7. We're going to pick it up at verse 3. Book of Samuel, First Samuel, chapter 7, verse 3 reads, And Daniel spake unto all the house, the family of Israel, saying, if you do return unto the Yahweh with all your mind, then put away the strange Yahweh and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your mind unto Yahweh, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines.
So now you see, he had a man called the false Yahweh or the Ashtaroth. See, everybody had a name
they're mighty ones. And that's why he identified himself as the Yahweh of Israel. So that's why you hear so many times, Yahweh of Israel, Yahweh of Israel. Because everybody else has their own mighty ones. And once we recognize that everybody got their own Yahweh, and the only nation that changed their Yahweh is Israel. The people of the world. So that's why you hear him say, I'm the Yahweh of Israel. I'm the Yahweh of Israel. Because every nation has their own mighty one. So everybody had their. So that's the reason why he identified himself as the Yahweh of Israel. So now remember, 690 camps. See, here's the reason why he keeps saying Yahweh of Israel. Because if you look down in your scriptures, you'll see we got a mighty one of the Moabites. Mighty ones of Ammon. You got a mighty ones of everybody. And all the one have changed the mighty ones is the one that got the true mighty one. You, children of Israel, you have changed your mighty one. No other nation have did what you have did. So you don't believe him put mercy on you, you gave you mercy. You didn't even give you mercy. Because he is the Yahweh of Israel. And once we recognize he's Yahweh of Israel, and we have a chance to be alright, if we can just recognize that he is the Yahweh of Israel. And
you know how to
go into this book and prove and put on your case without turning your nose up, eyes up. You just know how to deal with
things.
And walk our blessing. Amen. Amen. So we got to be clear. We got to recognize that this Yahweh of Israel is the mighty one. And once we recognize that, you know, because everybody got their mighty one. Everybody. But look what it says in 2 verse 11 through 14, Brother Micaiah and Jeremiah 2, 11 down to verse 14. Look what it says. Yahweh is the mother of you, mother of baby. And I am, Yahweh bless you. All right, I will as well. So now, look what it says in 2, 11 down to verse 14. 2, 11 down to verse 14. What did it say? What's the matter with it? 2:11 down to 14.
All right. Jeremiah. 2, verse 11 down to verse 14. The book of Jeremiah. Chapter 2, verse 11, read. Has a nation changed their Yahweh?
Has a nation changed their Yahweh?
Look up there, not him.
He said, I gave that to other nations. That's how they get their source of power. on high, looking up in the air. You know, but not to you, Israel. See, we the only one that changed our mighty one. Now, that's going to come back in there to 12 now. Jeremiah 12. So we the only one have changed our mighty one. Nobody else but us. We got Caesar Borgia. We got everybody that is our mighty one, but not the one of the Bible. And that's the reason why he's saying to the children of the book, I am the Yahweh of Israel. Now you understand why he personally be saying, I am the Yahweh of Israel. Because everybody has their own name for their mighty one. But he wants you to always tell your offspring, I am the Yahweh of Israel. But we overlook that and think that just a cliche. No, he encountered in you, but I'm the Yahweh of Israel. The other nation got their own name, and they proud of it even to this day. The Chinese, Japanese, they got Buddha, don't they? You right? They all got their name.
They got their name.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And Christianity got Jesus.
They got Jesus, white Jesus.
You see?
And black Jesus.
Yeah, so they got the name. That's why he came on the Yahweh of Israel.
He wants you to embrace that
path along your mind. Give me a little bit more of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, picking it back up at verse 11.
Yes.
But my people have changed their glory for that which do not profit.
Uh-huh.
Verse 12.
Yes.
Be astonished, O you heavens, at this.
Yes.
And be horribly afraid.
Yes.
Be you very desolate.
Very desolate.
Says Yahweh. Verse 13. For my people have committed two evils.
How many evils?
Two evils.
What they do? What they do?
They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He said
he was
fountain of who?
The living water.
All right. So now, that's a precept, my Moses. That's a precept right there. I'm the fountain of living waters. Now, he's saying that right in the book of Jeremiah, right? That is the precept. What is the precept to that? By going to St. John chapter 4 of Moses. The precept to that. See, once we able to hear key points, and connect these books properly, then Yahweh will show us the next move. Now we're going to the fourth chapter of the book of St. John. And we want to precept the living water guy. We want to precept it. Now we're going way over on the right side of the book and pick up the fourth chapter of Moses. And we want to look at a verse. And 4, read verse 9 to get warmed up. What is verse 9 to just get warmed up in verse 9?
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 9. Verse 9. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou bringest a Jew? Read it like this. The Jew of you drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria, for the Jew have no dealings with the Samaritan. Yahweh answered and said unto her, have thou knewest the gift of Yahweh, and who it is that said to you, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given you living water.
Yeah, what?
Living water.
Living water. Now go 737 down, Moses. St. John, stay in the same book. So he is the fountain of this living water. Go to the seventh chapter, same book. And we're going to look at 7, verse 37, 38. Verse 7 and
38.
Yeah, chapter 7, verse 38.
Yeah, make
that
great, 38.
St. John, you said
37, 38. Mm-hmm, sounds good. St. John, chapter 7, verse 37 and 38. Verse 37, in the last days, that great day of the feast, Yahweh stood and cried, said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of water.
You deal with a putting it out on the ground. That's what you do. When you deal with anybody outside the Yahweh of Israel, you're pumping water, just pumping that water. Mm-hmm. And you ain't getting nowhere. Mm-hmm. Now, let me say, Moses, in the book called Psalms 94, verse 4 and 5, maybe 96, 96, verse 4 and 5, what do you say? Moses, what do you say?
Book of Psalms, chapter 94.
Well, maybe 96, maybe 4 and 5.
Well, the song, that's 96, verse 4 and 5.
Psalm 96, verse 4 and verse 5.
96.
Verse 4 and verse 5.
The book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 4 and verse 5.
Uh-huh.
But Yahweh is great.
Yeah.
And great is to be praised.
Yeah.
He is to be feared before all Yahweh.
So he's going to be feared before all Yahweh.
Yeah.
That's why he keeps telling you, I'm the Yahweh of Israel. Everybody else is what? Go ahead. Everything else is what? No, what is that?
Verse 5. For all the Yahweh of the nations.
All the Yahweh of the nations.
Ours.
They what?
Ours.
So now that means false. Yeah, you're right now. False. So all the other nations, mighty one, is false. That's why he keep telling you I'm the Yahweh of Israel. He keep telling you for a reason. I'm the Yahweh of Israel. Because I want you to know everything other than Yahweh of Israel is what, mother? False. So if you're not calling on the Yahweh of Israel, everything else is false.
Yeah.
So you use it. Oh, well, his name is none of, all of that is false.
Yeah.
See, we got to be clear about that. That everything other than Yahweh of Israel is what, Mother E?
False.
All right. We got to remember that. Now go give me 97, verse 7, 7 and 9. 97 verse 79. We got to remember that. No problem remembering that.
Psalm 97. Verse 7. Confound the be all they that serve greater enemies.
Yeah.
That both him all ye Yahweh, all Yahweh. Verse 8.
7 and 9.
Oh, verse 9. But thus Yahweh are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted. Thou art exalted.
So that's why he keeps telling you I'm the Yahweh of Israel. Because every other mighty one is false. We got it. Now I just want to put out one more thing real quick. And now I want to see what can we get at this thing is. So I'm gonna put out one little quick little nugget real quick. Let's go to Exodus chapter 1, verse 7, 9. And 12. 7, 9, and 12. Amen, Peter. 7, 9, and 12.
Exodus chapter
1. Exodus chapter 1. Verse 1, 7, 9, and 12.
Exodus chapter 1.
Verse 1. 7, 9, 3. I just want to see where we at. I just want to get a quick litmus test.
So you said
chapter 1:1. Okay. Let's get down to verse 7, 9, and 3.
Exodus chapter 1, verse 1, verse 7, verse 9, and verse 12.
Now read where you see. Just read where you see, because I just want to get a quick litmus test real quick. Read where you see.
man of his household came with Israel. Verse 2.
7, 9, and 12.
The children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly.
And who did what?
The children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly.
Okay.
And multiplied.
Yeah.
And waxed exceedingly mighty.
Okay.
And then the land was filled with them.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more than mightier than we.
Uh-huh.
Verse 12. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, what is the subject matter about?
The children of Israel increasing.
Okay. Talking about the children of Israel. That's right. Now read where you see it all. 15, 16, and 19. 15, 16, and 19.
Exodus chapter 1, verse 15, 16, and 19.
Yes.
Verse 15. And the king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwife, which the name of the one was Verse 16, and he said, when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the floor, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live.
Verse 19.
And the midwife said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered here, the women, the midwives come to in unto them.
Oh, what happened here, AD? What happened? What will happen? And what you got reading? What
will happen here? The midwife
bear their
children.
That's all you see out of that? What did you say again in 1, 7, 9, and 12?
Oh.
What it all was about? What did you say it was all about again when you read it 1, 7, 9, 12? What was it about again? Okay, now what will happen now? When you got the 15, 16,
19.
They changed the name. They gave another name. They gave them a name called the Hebrew. They changed the name. Right before your eyes, the stuffing mouth about the children of Israel. Now they became the who? So now they become Hebrew Israelites. There you go right there. They ain't got nothing. That's why they changed the name to Hebrew. See, the children of Israel is not Hebrew. That is polluted. Hebrew is polluted for the children of Israel. Is that right? 15, 16, and 19. You just did it. Let's do one more. Baby, tell me what happened. We're going to Exodus chapter 2, verse 1, 6, and 7. Read what you see. Exodus 2, 1, 6, and 7. See, ready for you? And now they bring in Hebrew. And Hebrew is polluted for what? X. So you got them all talking about we Nebos and all this. That's Satanism, bro. Exodus chapter 2, verse 1, 6, and 7 says what? 1, 6, and 7. Read what you see.
Exodus chapter 2, verse 1, 6, and 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Right.
And there went a man of the house of the family of Levi.
Levi.
And took his wife a daughter of Levi.
Yes.
Verse 6. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe was wet. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrew children. Verse 7. Then said his daughter, of Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to you a nurse of the Hebrew woman, that she may nurse the child for you?
But we read in verse 1, this was a Levite man and a Levite woman. In Exodus chapter 1, the Levites are who? Look it up. The children of Israel. So Levites are children of Israel. Now, skip down to verse 2, stay in 2, and go to 23 through 25. Now watch, y'all watch. Lay here for your eyes. The midwife said about the Hebrews, let's see what Yahweh said in 23, down to verse 25.
Exodus chapter 2, verse 23-25. Verse 23. And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel died by reason of the bondage.
Who are you being there?
The children of Israel.
Great.
And they cried, and their cry came up unto Yahweh by reason of bondage. Verse 24. And Yahweh heard their groaning, and Yahweh remembered their covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Israel. Verse 25. And Yahweh looked upon the children of Israel.
The children of Israel. Uh-huh.
And Yahweh had respect unto them.
Okay. So now, we see that Yahweh had respect for who? So we read verse 6 and 7, that what word you got in there for the children of Israel?
The Hebrews.
So that is polluted, isn't it? So now, last one, let's go to the book of Hebrews. What is supposed to go to 1:1? We're going to Hebrews 1:1, Abel, 1:1. Going to the book of Hebrews, and I don't know when you get there, what's supposed to be there? One, we're going to the book of Hebrews. What will be in your mind in case you turn to the book of Hebrews and read?
Hebrews.
Okay, good. You say Hebrews, right? What will be in your mind in case you turn to the book of Hebrews?
Hebrews.
It will be who?
The book of Hebrews.
It will be the book of
Hebrews.
Yes. What we've been reading for the last 15 minutes? The children of Israel. So when you read the book of Hebrews, it's the book of the Israelites, the children of Israel. So when you read the book of Hebrews, that is the book of the Israelites. That's what it means. When you read the book of Hebrews, in your mind you will say, the book of the Israelites. We just got to read, they put that Hebrew in there to replace the children of Israel. And on that note, we're going to turn over to our elder. When we deal with a lot of boys, you say, elder, y'all got Israel. These teach out of camp one. Y'all probably teach that to see right.
Well, bless you, dear Israel. Let's see you right. Hallelujah. All right, we're in the top part of Yahweh's every day. Once again, this is Yahweh doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. Just like to bring to the attention this time next top of the Sabbath day will also be the FIFA Memorial Blowing of the Trumpet. Kick in on the when the sun goes down this time next week.
Yeah.
Top of the Sabbath day as well as the feast of the Memorial Blowing of the
Trumpets.
We want to speak that a few things, and I'm not going to be long with it. I'm going to bring that young lion in and let him that's what y'all put up there, because he is a man, because we can go the distance.
Hallelujah.
We're going to look at the book of Luke right quick. Put it on the table right quick. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Mother, he is brother. book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12.
Is the transgression of the law.
Look what sin is. The belong to was who? Israel, right?
Hallelujah.
We're the only one that needs to be repented from breaking the Torah and searching the law. Israel is the only one that had it. Israel is the only one that can bring it, right?
Hallelujah.
I'd rather get a second witness on that. Well, D.F. Israel, see you, Roy. I'm going to be with you, let's look at Psalm 47:19-20. This is just making it a little bit clear. So you're quoting the testimony in Jacob, right?
Hallelujah.
According to the law in Israel, right?
Hallelujah.
Let's look at the book of Psalm 147:19-20. Let's see if we get the door that the other 17 nations keep trying to open up on.
Hallelujah.
Look at Psalm 147:19-20. What do you say, Mother?
Look at Psalm chapter 147:19-20.
He
showed his word unto Jacob.
He showed the word to Jacob, right?
He decided to send his judgment unto Israel.
Let's see. Now that's a call.
old word. We're going to Isaiah 56, verse number 6. Is that all? Not make it verse 8. 6 or 8. I want to have the cold word. See, Paul had him. Paul could not say nothing that give any kind of signal that he was trying to overthrow with his mouth. He knew his neck was his bone. So now, in Isaiah 56, that was a cold word for somebody. But they knew the foundational. So in Isaiah 56, he said, now, the beloved to be saints, right? I'm not telling you, let's find out how you become a beloved to be your saint. We're going to Isaiah 56, and we're going to look right down at Isaiah 56, verse number 56.
Out of your bow, and I will establish his kingdom.
So that what it means?
15, verse number 4.
Well, you're out of
here. Let's see if we can bag that statement up. What is our long Paul aiming to say that the hearers, the Israelites, they knew exactly where he was coming from, right?
Hallelujah.
But it's the same thing today. I mean, you can open this book to the other nations and they baffled, right?
Yeah.
But a true Israelite, they will be smiling from ear to ear.
Hallelujah.
That's the way it goes.
That's the way it is.
Verse number 1 through 4 and verse number 9. 10 folks one more time. And Revelation chapter 7, 1 through 4, and verse number 9.
Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 4.
It's man. And verse number 9. With the Revelation 7, verse number 1 through 4. And verse number 9. Let's see if we can tie this thing. Yes. Exactly what's going on with this book, as the CFP said, this is by Israel, for Israel, and to
Israel.
That's just the bottom line, right?
That's the bottom line.
And we don't apologize if we don't teach you why for the truth.
Hallelujah.
Revelation 1 through 4 and verse number 9, what do you say?
Revelation chapter 7. Verses
1
to 4 and verse 9.
Just met.
Verse
1. Mm-hmm.
And after these days I saw both angels standing on the four corners of the earth,
mm-hmm.
holding the four winds of the earth.
Let me know.
That the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree.
So this thing is very deep here because we ain't that time trying to put this four angels and hold them back to your rear now.
Right.
Believe it or not. Verse number 2, what do you say?
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And I saw another angel
mm-hmm.
ascending from the east.
Wait.
Having the seal of the living Yahuwah.
So he came with the seal of the living Yahuwah. And what is the seal of living Yahuwah? What is that?
That we can read.
What is the seal of the living Yahuwah?
That we can read.
I wonder, what is that? Well, let's look at Isaiah 8, verse 16. What is the seal, Mother 8? Isaiah 8, verse number 16. Isaiah 8, verse number 16. We've been reading all night. He gave his testimony to Jesus and the Torah instruction. He appointed to Israel, right?
Yes.
That seal got something to do with them first five books.
Testimony of the Yahweh is sure.
So he said the covenant, the testimony of Yahweh is
rejoicing, the mind, the commandments, the commandments of the Yahweh is true, everlasting,
enlightening
the eyes.
So the thing that fills you and converts you is the first five books. Is that right? That will fill you, right?
And it's not
a funny thing that will convert you, change you. The book of Revelation, Mother D.F. Israel, Revelation chapter 7. Let's see that 2 through 4 in verse number 9. Revelation chapter 2 through 4 in verse number 9.
Revelation chapter 7, verses 2 to 4 and verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 2.
What is it?
And I saw another angel ascending from the east,
mm-hmm.
having the seal of the living Yahweh.
We know what they ruled it with. The Torah just first five books of Yahweh, right?
That's right. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels,
mm-hmm.
to whom it was given to hurt the earth.
Verse 3 saying what?
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Yahweh in their foreheads.
So what would it take to seal these servants? What did they talk about here?
The Torah instruction.
The first five books. Yeah. That would get you on the track to everlasting life, right?
Verse
number 4, we can read that in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, right? The rich young ruler said, what I got to do,
that's right.
I can have some eternal life.
Mm-hmm. Let them give you a precept on that.
Hallelujah.
Hey, mother, see if this will get you root 4-1 on that now. Let's see if we can put up a little precept with that. So what will steal you, get you right, is the blood of the first five books of the Torah, right? Baruch, hold on, say what's up there,
Baruch, chapter 4, verse 1. This is the book of the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and the Torah instructions they endure forever. All they may keep shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die.
To what?
Shall die.
No doubt. If you ain't keeping the first five books, don't have them, though.
Hallelujah. So the minister of spirit, they were holding back the four winds till they sealed the search of Yahweh, right? In 8:48. Verse number 4, what do you say, mother?
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the number of them which were sealed.
Mm-hmm.
And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel.
So these, Minister Spirit only dealing with the tribes of the children of Israel, right? When we get out of the first number 9, all of a sudden, a new thing just jump out. Let's look at verse number 9 there, Mother Dia. What happened in verse number 9? We see this conversation is about the 12 tribes of Israel, right? And what do you say in verse number 9?
Revelation 7 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
After this I beheld and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number.
Key word, yes. Great. Which no man could number.
Yeah.
We know he told Abraham that your seed ain't going to be able to be numbered, right?
Hallelujah.
So it's all kind of key phrases.
Hallelujah. Bring it out here.
We just need to be able to go in there and put it out there.
That's right. That's right. Hallelujah.
So he said that, he saw a great multitude which no man could number. Go ahead. Of what?
Of all the nations.
Of all the nations. Go ahead.
And kindred and people.
Mm-hmm.
And stood before the throne.
So he said, of all nations and kindred. Now, what is that word, kindred? What does that mean? It means they're the same bloodline, right?
Hallelujah.
Is that what it means?
Amen.
And we can go read that Yahweh told Abraham he was going to be the father of many nations.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that fulfillment was with Manasseh and Ephraim, right? We can read all that good stuff, right? But I'm not going to tie you down with all that. That's good enough, mother. Let's go back to that Romans chapter 9. And let's look at verse number 4. Let's see what by Israelites.
To whom pertaineth
the adoption, right? Hold that one. To whom pertaineth the adoption? Now let's try to see when the adoption took place. Mother B. Israel. Let's try to the book of Genesis 32. Genesis 32. Let's see when the adoption took place. We got Genesis 32. We're going to get right to the cross, mother. Genesis 32. And let's look at verse number 27 and 28. That's when did the adoption take place, mother?
Okay, Genesis chapter 32.
Mm-hmm. 27 and 28. Genesis 32, 27 and 28. Father, he is rather to you, Roy.
Book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 27 and verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27.
What do you have?
And he said unto him.
Say what?
What is thy name?
What's your name?
And he said, Jacob.
Say it, you know.
Verse 8, 28. Mm-hmm. And he said, thy name. There be called no more Jacob.
For what?
But Israel.
Great.
For as a friend has thou power with Yahweh and with man and have prevailed.
Yahweh gave Jacob that new name. He was saying, you belong to me now, boy. You have that, right? Let's read that when he gave you that name, Mother Z. Is that what he said? I definitely exaggerate some stuff around here. I'd rather have Isaiah 43 verse number 1. Did he say, you mind that? What does he make a statement like that? Isaiah
43
verse number 1.
Yes, ma'am. Isaiah 43 verse number 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
But now, thus says the Yahweh.
Now that's the Yahweh, who is?
That created you, O Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
And he that formed you, O Israel.
Great.
Fear not.
Fear not.
For I have redeemed you.
Pay attention to that word, death. He said, I have redeemed you. That's what he said.
Yes.
And did what? How did he do it?
I have called you by
thy
name.
I called you by your name, please. What about it?
They are mine.
You!
You are mine.
You are mine. And then what the Creator said.
That was
you go to the, as they call it, the adoption agency, see you want, you won't. You give them your name and say, you mine now.
That was your brother.
And that's the same thing that the Most High did with our father, Jacob, right? He gave him the adoption.
Yeah, let me get a precept on that.
Hallelujah.
Mother Moses, 48 verse 5, let me get a precept on that. I'm dying.
Hallelujah.
Genesis 48 verse 5.
Genesis 48, verse 5. And now these two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which was born unto you in the land of Egypt, before I came out
unto
you in Egypt, are
Romans chapter 9, verse 4.
All right.
Get back. Yeah, we find out what makes you part of the family Yahweh, right? He gave you a name and he said, you my kid. We find out what makes you the greatest thing on the planet, right? Yahweh commanded that if you do what he instructed you to do, that you would be the greatest thing on the planet. Go ahead. Now we just go to find out that if you want to talk. Oh, dude, we know exactly what's going on with that. Good.
And the giving of the four instructors.
We found out the only one that received this name was the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Good.
And the servants of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And the promises.
Now, let's deal with that. Take the promises. Mother D of Israel. I know I'm prolonging it there, but I'm trying to get to the same. I can't shortcut it. That's right to the book of the Israelites. Do it in Hebrew.
Hallelujah.
Right to the book of the Israelites, Mother D of Israel. Now let's beat that verse number 11. Is that the one I want? The book of Israelites, chapter 11. We're just gonna get to the chase. He talks about the promise. We want to find out about those promises, Mother dear. Let's look at verse number. Well, I'm gonna do it in a two-part series. That's right, the Hebrews chapter 6. Let's do a two-part series there. Hebrews chapter 6. Let's pick it up at 16.
Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 8 and verse number 9, Mother D. F. Israel, being royal.
Hebrews 11, verses 8 and 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out unto a place which he should after receive for an inheritance,
mm-hmm.
obeyed, and he went out, mm-hmm. not knowing whether he went.
So Abraham made his move, right? That's why I said, get away from your kin folks.
Mm-hmm. He obeyed, huh?
Abraham made his move, right?
By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise.
So the land was of promise, right? Mm-hmm. And?
As in a strange country.
Go ahead.
Dwelling in the tabernacle with Isaac and Israel.
Mm-hmm.
The heir with him.
Mm-hmm.
The same promise.
So the heir of the promise is Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
That's right.
So Israel produced 12 boys.
That's right.
Produced 12 tribes. Became the nation of Israel, right?
Lord, Lord.
So this thing is all about what's perceived out of the Bible, right? Let me get these two more in, because we heard a word that Yahweh said, I received you, right?
Yes.
Let us see if we can pick that word a little bit more in front to the book of Luke chapter 1. Let's see who did he redeemed Mother Israel of Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
Luke chapter 1, verse number 68. Who did he redeem Mother Israel? Luke chapter 1, verse 68. Who redeemed Mother Israel of the
Luke chapter 1, verse
68. Yes, ma'am. Luke chapter 1, verse 68.
The book of Luke chapter 1, verse 68.
What do you say?
Blessed be the Yahweh of Israel,
mm-hmm.
for he has visited and redeemed his people.
So he visited and redeemed his people. But everybody here, he's a Yahweh Israel. Mm. But we the people, right? Let's see if we can follow that devil. The book Luke 24, Mother's Week. Let's see verse 21. Let's see if we can make that a little bit clearer. Luke 24, verse 21. Mother's Week, Israel, see you, Roy. But Luke 24, verse 21. Yes, ma'am. Luke 24, verse 21.
Luke chapter 24, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21.
What did he say?
But we trusted that it has been him which... It has been he which shall have...
Which should have given what?
Which should have redeemed Israel.
That's all we need, but they say he should have redeemed who?
Israel.
Now let's see if I can close the door on all that good topic you got going on. Young lion from the tribe of Yahweh Judah. Let's run to the book of Leviticus 20-25, I believe I'm looking for. Book of Leviticus chapter 25, that's number one. Let's look at Leviticus 25, 48 and 49. Let's see the law of redemption, young man. Hold that point before we go there. Let's run to Isaiah 8:20, young man.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Isaiah 8, verse number 20.
What?
Isaiah 8, verse number 20, young man. From the tribe of Yahweh Judah.
All right, going over to the book of Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 8,
we're on verse number 20. Yes, sir. All right,
going over to the book of Isaiah.
Uh-huh.
Chapter 8, we'll pick it up at verse number 20. 20, read.
What do you read?
To the law.
To the law. And to the testimony.
To the testimony. If they speak not according to this word,
mm-hmm.
it is because there is no life in them.
So we got to bring something up out of the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no light in
that.
Right.
Hallelujah.
next voice you will hear be gotten live from the tribe of Yahweh and Judah, of the Micaiah, Israel, and Peter Roy. Leviticus 25, verse 48 and 49. Say it is Peter Roy.
Leviticus chapter 25, verse
48 and 49. 46?
Verse 48.
Mm-hmm.
After that,
Jesus told. Pick them at 47. Let's get the, they play the
context. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Through this ball game, bro. Give my elder a hand clap. Thank you again.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Speak unto the children of Israel, please.
Now, we're
Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Since it did, give me Romans chapter 15, verse 4. I'm coming back to you, Mother. Yeah, I want to make sure we got to know how we're supposed to do this speech, right?
For whatsoever things were written aforetime,
uh-huh,
were written for our learning.
So anything that was written aforetime, we got to do this speech thing, make sure that we get understand according to the way it's written. And it was written aforetime for our what? Since they did? Look, they were written.
If they talk about it.
So we get these scriptures these scriptures down packed the way it's written. We got to make sure that we learn this thing, so we get some patience and comfort going on. But also, let's get a precept about what we're supposed to learn this thing, yeah? Second, Mother C. Can you help me out with the book of the rock?
You don't want to come to the temple. Okay, go ahead.
But clam up some other way.
Oh, I'm going to do
right way?
From the other way.
Okay.
The same is a thief and a robber.
What are you?
A thief and a robber. And the prey and the squaw unto Moses and Eleazar the priest. and unto the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the camp at the plain of Moab, which are by Jordan, near Jericho. Verse 13. And Moses and Eleazar the priest and all the prince of the congregation went forward to meet them without the camp. Verse 14. And Moses was wroth with the officers of the host, with the captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, which came forth, which came from the battle.
Hallelujah. Wow. So let's find out Right now he's talking to Moses. So they got to list there to Moses at this moment. What else he had to say in verse 5?
When you blow and run, then the camp that lies on the east part shall go far.
So when that line goes, so we know the camp on the east part should go far. Continue reading.
Verse 6. When you blow and run,
So now you got two blows going on. What happens if you got two blows?
Then the camp that lies on the south shall take their journey.
So that means then when it's two blows, the ones on the south got to move that, right? So we know that when Israel is in order, this is our order, this is how we move, right? Continue to read. What else he said?
Take their blows and their arms.
So in time when you hear that blowing, you better pay attention to them blows.
That's right.
Because the blows are going to let you know what's going on. When them alarms and everything going off is journey time.
That's
right. To them blows.
That's
right. Continue to read verse 7.
Verse 7. So when the congregation of Israel is to be gathered.
So now when the congregation of Israel is to be gathered, pay attention to this part. What do you say, Mike?
Okay. Together,
ye
shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm.
So when it's a gathering of the congregation, it's not a gathering of a alarm. No. So you got to be able to distinguish between the snaps. You got to sound that one, you got to sound those, how many times the trumpet is blown, what? Now you got to sound that's going to be blown, but it's not an alarm sound. Now what do you say in verse 8?
Verse 8. And the sons of Aaron, priests, shall blow with the trumpet, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generation.
So we gotta blow these trumpets for how long?
Forever.
So we just come to find out that in verse 8 the trumpet should be blowing forever. So, even on these Sabbath days, on these feast days,
that's
why we sit around and we blow these trumpets.
But
how long we say these trumpets supposed to be blown again, Mother?
Forever.
Hallelujah. Pick it up that verse now.
Numbers 10:9.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come to war and your land against the enemy,
mm-hmm.
that oppresses you, then you shall blow.
Hold on. Now we go. Let me slow down real quick since they did. Now, the first time, we're going to get a clear understanding about something else. And this is you knowing your maker is real.
That's
knowing what's entitled for you, not for nobody else.
That's
and first time, he said, if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, what do you say after that if you go to war against the enemy that oppresses you? What do you say?
Then you shall blow and alarm
against
the trumpet.
So when you got your trumpet band blowing like we're going to do on these feast days, like we do on these Sabbath days, you calling for Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
You got Yahweh. You sitting out there, you blowing a trumpet, you say, Yahweh, I'm in awe.
Hallelujah.
That's what's going on right now. I'm in awe, I'm blowing these trumpets. I believe what you said. Is that what he say after that?
And you shall be
remembered. Oh, you'll be remembered. Those trumpets, you're going to be what? Remember in what?
Before
man? Before my sister. I'm going to remember for my mama. I love that trumpet.
Hallelujah.
I tell everybody going to be doing this now. Remembering me. I love that trumpet. I'm going to do it. Let's make a band. You might want to make a band with me. You're going to remember me, right? So you going to remember me, Sister Xavier? Oh, who going to remember me? If we blow that trumpet in prayer, who going to remember?
Yahweh
is going to be the one remembering us. See, that's the thing. You got to know what's yours. How you get your maker to move to you is by doing what's written. We just got done reading in the book of Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Everything is written is for our learning. So this is the thing that's not written inside of our book that's for our learning. So now we can go inside of our book. We can say, how we want Yahweh to remember us? Do some talk around those.
Mm-hmm.
Put on your fringe down there, ribbon the blue.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do these things in order. the more Yahweh will remember. What does he say? And when he remembers you, what happens after that?
You shall be saved.
You will be saved when? But you will be saved from your enemies when you do some war.
That's
right. You're not going to be saved from your enemies if you don't do no war. That's why we want to make sure we got a clear understanding that these days coming up, we're going to do some blowing and trumpets. We get done blowing and trumpets. We're going to know that we're going to be remembered. Because why? We can go read. That's what he said.
That's right.
What he said in verse 10. Also on this feast day, what else is supposed to happen on this feast day?
Numbers chapter 10, verse 10. Also, in the day of your gladness.
In the day of your, what day? Are you day of what?
Gladness.
The feast day, you got to be what?
Gladness.
Ah, that's the read.
And in your
son's
day, the day of solemn
day. And your, that means it's serious business going on. Serious
business.
On these serious days, what's going on?
And in the beginning of your month, you shall blow
whistles from this. Oh, see, got to do some more blowing, huh? Mm-hmm. Long I've been working on mine before this trumpet game. Yeah. I did that much. So, yeah, what did he say? What else did he say? What did he say, baby?
You shall blow the trumpet over your burnt offering and over the sacrifices of your peace offering that they may be to you for a memorial before your God.
Oh, so there's going to be some more remembering going on, huh?
Yes.
And we got to, so this is going to be a remembering in front of who?
Yahweh.
Your Yahweh is right.
That's right.
Is that all we got over there? Sister Bid? All right, hallelujah. Well, let's go and find out. Let's get a little bit more going on. Though.
I got the Christmas
man. Hallelujah. Well,
I got the Christmas man. Go to the 29th chapter of Jeremiah. And let me say this verse number 11 and 10. 29. Now remember, I'm going to be a preacher to add on what he said. He's saying, now you go to the chapter, he'll remember you, right? Now I need a preacher on that AB. 29, 11 through 13. Jeremiah. Now I'm going to get a precept. You got to take the pick. Here's your precept. Y'all be laying back. I can hear a lot of my stuff. 29.
Jeremiah.
11 to 13.
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 and 13. Verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you.
This is an accurate thought. That I think they want you. Yes. It's my thought of you. You just my
baby.
It's not my thought that you give yourself all you've got to give on you, but
what? Forgive you and expect it easy.
You got a what kind of end? You got a expect it in. Come on.
Then shall you call upon me.
Then shall you call for me.
And you shall go and pray unto me.
And pray unto me.
And I will hearken unto
you. I'm going to hear you. This man said, I'm going to hear you.
Yes.
You don't know what I think for you. You know, but it's up to you to let it be known what I got with.
What's that name?
Verse 13.
Right.
And you shall speak to me.
And you shall see me.
And
you'll do what?
Hallelujah.
Come on. in all the nations.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to gather you from all the nations. Go ahead and read.
And from all the places.
Yeah. I'm the one giving you this.
And I will bring you again into the where when I cause you to be carried away captive.
This is the man saying,
hallelujah.
Now read 15, he's going to call me what he's going to do. This call your captain is worth, this Babylon is your captain. Now, what do you think you're going to do now for you? Now, for the kids, let's see who will really hear it.
Verse 15.
Because you have said, Yahweh has raised us up. Spirit and captive. He has raised you up, spirit and captive, to remind you. And he has still told the elders to remind you, if you do right, Yahweh will turn your captive. Back to your mind. Hope you guys will do right. Y'all got two of them need help. Let's find now when we're in north, south, east, and this west. Bring it on out.
Put the light on, young man. Put the light on.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall set up an ensign for the nation, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth.
So we got Judah in all four corners of the earth. We're going to do some gathering of them. Now let's get back to this feast now. Now let's go, we're going to do another reading, Mother D.F. Israel. We're going to help me out. We'll go to Maccabees. And my whole class will help me out with this one. Because we want to get a clear understanding about how we're blowing these trumpets. You know, we blow well, too. The book of Maccabees, right? Now let's find out what happened in Maccabees chapter 4. We're going to be, I want you to just give me verses 1 down to 6. First Maccabees, man. Sorry about that. But we're going to go to First Maccabees and find out about the ones that's in the hands of that enemy. Let's get an account about the ones that's in the hands of their enemy. Yes, ma'am. We want verses 1 down to 6. And Mother Eve, we'll put it up after that. Verse 7, 8, and verse 9.
What was that you read out loud there again, young lady?
I'm right there with the man going to
the
table.
I'm right there in verse 12.
Hey, you going to get it. Put my mind at that thing. I'm right there with the man going to the table.
Day, Judah saw himself in the flames with 3,000 men who nevertheless had neither armor nor sword to their mind.
Now, here we is. We got Judas. We got Gregorius them. And they try to jay down on the Israelites, the tribe of Yadah Judah, on this on Saturday. They try to do some creeping in on them, and jay down on them, and come with all the good weapons of war.
Yeah.
They come and pop out. They know where to be found, right?
Yeah.
So let's find out. Let's pick it back up, Mother Eve. We'll pick it up at verse 7.
It must be just over at 7.
Yes, ma'am.
At 7 read. And they saw the camp of the nation, that it was strong and well-armed.
Mm-hmm.
And compared round about with horses. And these were experts.
And these experts of war, you see the experts all out now, they got the top guys out
there. But they then said Judas to the men that were with him, fear you not their multitude, neither be you afraid of their
Israel. He said, neither you be afraid of their assault. Now, Mother Z, now can you help me out? It's a statement. I just want to add to that. He told them,
neither be a what again?
He said, neither be afraid. Let me get
one and let me get preacher for that. Give me Mother Eva y'all over there. He said, don't be, what is he gonna do? And let him walk. Let's see what he said he's gonna do. Let me see if get him one or quick precept and have God let him walk. What are you gonna do, Mother? We can read one another. He gonna do what? Don't be afraid of their assault. And verse 11, what he said he gonna do?
He said, Psalm 91.
Yeah, verse 11. What do you say he gonna do? He says, don't be afraid of their assault, that they gonna concoct and jump up on you. What are you gonna do in 91 verse 11 or something, Mother?
91 verse 11.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Well, he said, hear his minister spirit, God over thee, peace be in all thy ways.
Hallelujah. Don't be afraid.
when we going back and pick that back up, underneath where you left off at. What was that? Verse 7? Finish that verse 7? Verse 8? Nah, we had that verse. Yeah, verse 9. Not first eight now for the mother.
And Jeremiah chapter 4. I mean, Fred Magazine chapter 4.
Exactly. Hallelujah. What?
Verse 8. Then said Judah to the men that were with him, fear ye not now, neither be you afraid of their input. Remember how our father was delivered in the Red Sea.
You see how you say, remember how our father, I'm going to let you know that nothing going on. Sorry, my father, continue to read, mother.
The Pharaoh pushed, punished them.
And Pharaoh pursued them.
With their army.
Mm-hmm. But you notice in verse 9, you notice when we read our book, Israel book, Israelite, you notice how they always tell us to remember. Mm-hmm. He just said it right there again, kicked it right out and said, remember. Mm-hmm. And remember. Always continue to tell us, remember. Somehow, they must say, we must seem to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
Now therefore, let us cry unto heaven.
Mm-hmm.
If they repent, Yahweh will have mercy upon us and remember the covenant.
Who? You can't remember what?
Remember the covenant of our Father.
Hallelujah. Wow. He told remember the covenant of our Father. And what good is that, mother?
And destroy this hope before our faith.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just want to touch something real quick, mother. Let's go to Exodus. Let me see what I got in 34. Let me see what I can pull out of Exodus 34, so they did. We're going to see what we can get out of Exodus 34. And we want 27, 28, but I think I want something else before I touch that. Well, give me verse 10. 24. Give me verse 10. And 27 to 28. We want chapter 34. We want verse 10. And then drop down, give me 27 and give me 28. This is a little something on this covenant before we bring Mother Eve back in.
Exodus chapter 34.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27 and 28.
That's right.
Verse 10. And he said, behold, I made a covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Before all your people, I will be marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Such as have not been done in the earth.
Mm-hmm. No, so you see what you're saying with these people that have been done in the earth, continue to read.
That
means none of these other nations he ain't gonna do nothing with them, no marvel with these other nations, right? Mm-hmm. He says, let that be known. So for the nationalists, anybody ever got something to say, you Israel, talking about, hey, we do tricks like we did in there, saying, you know, they ain't come to know Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we got the record right here that we can read in Exodus 34, verse 10. He said he ain't done none of that with any of the nations.
Yeah.
So that's the end of that right there.
Yeah. Continue
to read.
And all the people
among
Israel, you are the people of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Now read verse 34 for me, and see what you do. So that is what you read verse 34. First line. Let's see if you was talking 34 verse 1.
34 verse 1. Mm-hmm. Exodus chapter 34 verse 1. And Yahweh said unto Moses, bring you two tables of stone.
All right, that's all I want, right there. And let's drop on down and read them last two verses that I need, 27 and 28. Remember, Yahweh said he made this covenant to you.
Remember, yeah.
Verse 27.
covenant with you and with Israel.
He made a covenant with who? Okay, so we was reading over here in Maccabees, he was talking about that covenant he made with Israel on our forefathers way back here then, right?
Yeah.
Verse 28.
And he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights.
Now remember, the amount of time he was in that with him, 40 days and 40 nights. And what did he do with 40 days and 40 nights?
He did neither eat bread.
So we know he didn't do no eat no bread. So he had no water. 40 days, 40 nights. Oh, what he was doing 40 days and 40 nights? He was doing some right. Mm-hmm. Oh, so 40 days and 40 nights, we have him writing down our covenant that we under today and continue to read. And that was, we know, it don't take no 40 days and 40 nights to write down 10 things. I mean, that might even take like, less than a minute. We just come to find out that, that covenant was here way back when that we could read in the book of Exodus.
Let me get a picture of my ass on that one. You was on something. You was ready on that one. AP of us here, the 14th chapter, tracking that, he's up there 40 days, and y'all mind that you know he's up there just get a little bit more than that. So I was pulling for that old drop in the hammer in there. We ended up in the 14th chapter. And we figure out about verse 6. We're going to second there, the 14th. He's up there, like young man said, he received more than just a... Speak it wrong about verse 5. Read that. 2nd Ezra 14, verse 5. 2nd
Ezra chapter 14, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And told him many marvelous things.
And he said what?
Many marvelous
things.
And
showed him what? So he was up there not only getting the Ten Commandments, he was showing all the things and showed him the what? Moses was there up there 40 days not only getting the Ten Commandments, he showed Moses the end of this thing. Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
So Moses was up there and Moses came, he was up there 40 days, 40 nights.
Hallelujah. You know, we're going to preach you back. Mother Ethan, can we come back to you and when you left off in that first Maccabees chapter 4, I think you finished up verse 9. We're going on. Let's read 10 down to 13. And then while you at it, Sister Gil, give me 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1 down to 4. And Mother B, give me 12 down to 14.
Mm-hmm.
And the silver, and the gold,
mm-hmm.
and all
all that. But I don't know what. Oh, so they had they bought him the instruments. How's this music going though? Continue to read.
For he among the treasures of the temple of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel. Unto to bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of the city of David, which is Yahweh.
Which is what? The city of David is Yahweh.
That's
right. I continue to read.
Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast, which was in the seventh month.
Got a feast which is in the 7th month, and how did they assimilate them? How many?
Assimilate
themselves.
Read
them for me one more time.
All the men.
All the men. Israel. What they do, all the men?
Assemble themselves unto the king.
We got 7 months peace going on. We got Israel, you know what I'm saying? He's going in front of the king. So what else you need to read? What else going on there that we can read about on the 7th month?
And I'm the elders of Israel.
And we got some elders there too?
Yeah.
Oh, so man, we got some elders there too. Go ahead and knock that out, mother. You, I mean, sister, if you there, go ahead and bring it.